From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day. President Barack Obama Sunday ordered the U.S. government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran. The European Union on Sunday adopted a legislative framework that begins the process of eventually lifting sanctions against the country. An Arab armed with a gun and a knife attacked Israelis at the main bus station in Beersheba Sunday, killing one Israeli soldier and wounding 10 people before police shot and killed him. Mickey Rosenfeld is an Israeli police spokesman.
One man was severely taken to hospital and received medical treatment. Unfortunately, confirmed that he passed away a few minutes ago. Heightened security is continuing in the area.
The identity of the bus shooter was not immediately known. Violence was also reported Sunday in the city of Hebron, on the West Bank, and along the Israeli border with Gaza. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria last week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Egyptian voters turned out in low numbers Sunday in the first phase of parliamentary elections. A long-delayed vote to fill the 596-member parliament will continue Monday in 14 of the 27 provinces where voting opened early in the day. This one is VOA News. The Colombian government and FARC rebels have unveiled an agreement aimed at determining the fate of tens of thousands of people missing and presumed dead during a half century of war. The agreement reached late Saturday in Havana comes just weeks after Bogota government negotiators and their FARC counterparts publicly vowed to sign a peace accord by March 2016. Germany's chancellor met Sunday with Turkey's prime minister and president in Istanbul in a bid to secure Ankara's cooperation to stem the flood of migrants entering Europe. Dorian Jones has more.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel has offered incentives to Turkey that involve an aid package of at least $3.4 billion to help host the more than 2 million refugees in the country, as well as easier access to EU visas for Turkish citizens and renewed efforts for the country's stalled EU membership bid. Merkel has been one of Ankara's staunchest opponents to membership, but at a news conference Sunday with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, she pledged support for its EU membership process. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday lobbied for the United States to be re-elected to the board of the UN group UNESCO.
We're agreeing really on how the mandate of UNESCO, the mandate of the United Nations, has never been more in need of being applied and lived by, and never has our work, frankly, been more important than it is today. There's an urgency to it.
Kerry promised to work with Congress to resume U.S. contributions to the group, which were cut off in protest of the Palestinians being admitted as full members. Slow-moving Typhoon Kopu slammed into the northern Philippines Sunday, killing at least one person and causing thousands to evacuate their houses. The storm, which was weakened slightly since coming ashore, is still downing power and communications lines with powerful winds and rains that could last until Wednesday. Forecasters predict the storm could dump 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush Sunday cast doubt on rival Donald Trump's judgment and leadership ability. He said the Republican frontrunner discusses foreign policy like a reality show star. In an interview with CNN that aired Sunday, the former Florida governor added he has grave doubts about Trump's ability to properly handle America's nuclear weapons. Russia's prime minister says Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend the nation's interests and defeat the Islamic State. He said it is not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. He was interviewed on Rossiya TV channel Saturday. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.